So that closes chapter 3. We're now ready to move into chapter 4. In this chapter, there are some very important instructions to close out the Old Testament. Remember, we're getting close to the end of the Old Testament. He's going to mention that there will be rewards and punishments as the Old Testament ends. He will show the misery of the wicked and the happiness of the righteous at the end of the old law. Here's a prophecy of the destruction of Jerusalem and the unbelieving Jews with it, and of the comforts and triumphs of those among them who receive the gospel. In the day of Malachi, they were to keep the law of Moses and expect to receive a further revelation of God's will given by Elijah the prophet, who would actually be John the Baptist, the forerunner of the Messiah. Here we are to see the last chapter of the Old Testament set before us, heaven and hell in the other world, and encourage us to stay with the Word of God in this world, a very fitting close to the Old Testament. So, chapter 4, verse 1. For behold, the day cometh, that they shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. So we read here that the great and terrible day of the Lord is here prophesied. This, just like the pillar of fire and cloud, which had a dark side, turned against the Egyptians that fought against God, and a bright side toward the faithful Israelites that followed him, is sure to come. He says, behold, the day cometh. That is, the Lord cometh. The day of the Lord cometh. This has a reference to both the first and the second coming of Jesus Christ. Both of these events are sure, and both will have the character described here by Malachi. We must conclude our lesson at that point. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying, goodbye, friends.